We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation on KSJE Farmington.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bart Wilsey, the director of the Farmington Museum, coming to you in the airways from KSJE. With me today, I have a very special guest, the boss of fun.
Sherry Powell.
Sherry Powell.
From the E3 Children's Museum.
Yay. So we are here to raise money for our good friend, well, Scott Micklin, not personally his pockets, you know, wow, what a start. So we are here to help KSJE raise money and continue to broadcast quality programming all over the area. Come on,
yes,
Sherry.
Yes. That is what we're here for. And we did hear that up to $3,000 that's raised
true.
During this amazing Keeping the Beacon campaign is going to be matched by the Marion Foundation.
And others. So there you go. Even better. So your money will be magnified by contributing today.
Yes.
So, woohoo. So, Sherry, I think we're going to talk about all kinds of things today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So, one of the things that we're going to do is going to be playing some trivia. We've got some questions made up for folks to call in on.
So, put on your thinking caps.
Yes. So, we're gonna talk a little bit about our exhibit that we have on display right now, the shipwreck exhibit. And along with that, we're going to do some shipwreck trivia. And so we'll be giving away some tickets to the shipwreck exhibit for the right answers. And then we will also be playing some Farmington history trivia, just to mix it up a little.
Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Okay, well, what should we do first here?
Let's start with a little music. How about that?
Let's start with a little music. Okay.
What do we got coming up anyways plethora of music that Bart has chosen for us today? So something Chicago, and we're going to be doing, does anybody really know what time it is?
It's true. It's time to
raise
some money, people.
Does anybody know? That's exactly what time
it is.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
So get those checks out and those
hit
pens.
It, board boy.
Oh, I just don't know how to go.
And hello, we're back. I think we need to start out with one of our trivia questions.
One of our wonderful trivia questions. And we should mention that our listeners can contribute to KSJE by going to the website, www.ksje.com. Is that forward slash?
Forward slash
support. See, I made him talk. So
and you can make a donation in multiple ways. You can even use PayPal, which is sweet, because all you have to do is push that PayPal and it's there. You don't have to get the credit card out of the wallet. You don't have to do any of that. Just hit the PayPal thing. It's the way to go.
Scott is a beacon keeper. He can tell you all that.
Scott makes it way too easy to give money. So
no excuses.
None at all. So we are going to do some trivia.
What is our incentive for calling in on this lovely trivia that you're about to share?
So for those of you that don't know, but I can't believe anybody wouldn't know this, but we have a giant traveling exhibit at the Farmington Museum called Shipwreck, Pirates, and Treasure. It is going to be here through February 17th. We are going to be giving away two tickets for that exhibit.
Awesome. And it's great. It's a great exhibit, and it's fun for all ages. And if you happen to know the answer to our question, you can call the studio line at 566-3909.
Mm-hmm.
That's the KSJE studio line, 566-3909. So get ready.
So we are going
Are we going to take just the first caller? With the right answer? What are we going to do here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we'll take the first caller.
They'll put Scott on your speed dial, people.
That's right.
Yes. 566-3909.
So we are going to do a bit of trivia.
Oh, gosh.
On Shipwreck. Not on Shipwreck, but on being shipwrecked. Yeah. Make it even more interesting. So if you're shipwrecked and your ship went down and you're treading water, which apparently we are.
We are not treading water. So you're picture this,
there's,
Sicily, 1963.
There's going to be a few puns thrown in here.
Yes.
Yeah, 1963. What?
I said picture it, Sicily.
Oh, Sicily. Oh.
1963. Oh, Golden Girls? Come on, work with me.
Sorry. So the trivia question is, if you are treading water and you are attacked by a shark.
Dun-unt. Dun-unt, dun-unt.
Where is the best place to hit it to make it go away?
To make it scream and run away in fear and pain.
Absolutely.
So you may swim.
Mm-hmm. So
shore safely,
call
wherever.
Our studio line with your answer, 566-3909.
What is the best place to hit a shark?
And you will win two free tickets to the Shipwreck exhibit.
Absolutely.
So dead air until we hear our first caller.
Do. Just kidding. No dead air. All right. So we're waiting for you. 566-3909. So in the meantime.
Yes, in the meantime.
In the meantime, since I am the boss of fun. From the children.
Self-appointed that way.
Yes, I am. Yes. Self-proclaimed boss of fun.
Absolutely.
Except when I'm with my child's class, I am not allowed to be that.
Say that.
So at the Children's Museum. We've got a new program going on. It's called the Teen Science Cafe, Atomic Teen Cafe.
Absolutely.
It is a nationwide teen program. Yeah. Yep. 35 states throughout the United States. It's a teen program for teens, ran by teens. So we have a leadership group that meets monthly to plan our live cafes.
The ship's going down, people.
So we've got our teen leaders that plan our cafes. We just got done with our last live cafe was on bees.
It was. Keeping the beacon.
Keeping the beacon. There you go. Yeah. Throw that in there. San Juan College Radio raising some funds. So it was on MRSA. It's all it looks like we might have a call. Let's check it out.
Okay, you hit him on the nose.
Hello?
Yes, you hit him on the nose.
Well?
That's what we've been taught all our lives, but guess what? We've been lied to.
Yes.
What? Well, I know, you probably hit him in the gills, but they don't have gills.
Try again.
Yes, that okay. was a very close answer, but not quite.
Call back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. That is a lie that we have been told our entire life to punch a shark in the nose.
Mm-hmm. Way too close to the mouth, people.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Yes. Way too close mm-hmm. to the mouth.
So tell us some more
about our Atomic Teen Cafe.
Yes.
We've got this Friday, we've actually got our leadership program or our leadership meeting happening, and that's at the Children's Museum. If there's any teens out there, 13 to 18, interested in leadership, it's a great way to volunteer. It looks great on the college resume or whatever. And
plus, you guys just talk about some really cool topics.
Yes, incredible. we've had the gang task force. We've had the MRSA beekeeping.
Drones.
Yeah, that was our first one. Yeah. And the CSI.
So how do you pick the topics for these? The kids actually come up with that.
Yep, the teens actually pick them.
They pick things that interest them, so therefore other teens should be interested.
Absolutely. So cool. We've got a wide variety of kids with all different kinds of interests, but it has to have something to do with science.
Nice.
STEAM, so mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics, something like that. And the kids pick it. The adults, the mentors, we don't make this program. The kids do.
Mm-hmm.
The teens
mm-hmm.
do. So it's great. And it's turning out to be a fantastic year with our new leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So we've got our leadership meeting. Friday at the Children's Museum at 6 o'clock.
So any teens that want to...
If you are interested in the leadership portion of the cafes, this is the meeting you'd want to go to.
Cool.
And then you have a voice in what comes up and...
That's true.
And what's...
And what kind of subjects they bring before
and
the
even
group.
Dinner. And that's the cool thing about it is the Atomic Teen Cafe. It's free, fun, and it's food.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Nice.
Yeah, so you get a dinner at the live cafes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to choose what we'll be having for dinner, then you most definitely want to be at those leadership meetings.
Absolutely.
No shark.
Mm. I don't think so. Maybe. We do have shipwreck going That's on, true. So yeah. It would fit in.
So we are still waiting for our caller.
Oh, man. That's
we are
right.
going to repeat our number here, 566-3909. And the question was, where's the best place to hit a shark to make him go away? I guess it could be a her, too.
Him or her. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the nose,
dun, dun.
As we've been led to believe our entire lives.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes. So it's there you
lie.
Go. Okay. Well, we are waiting for
Shall
our...
Shall we do another song? Huh?
Let's absolutely.
Do
do we have it queued up? Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rocking some 80s.
We are going to be rocking some 80s and kind of a tribute to the Teen Science Cafe. We are going to play Weird Science.
Weird Science. All right.
And the best.
And we're back.
We are back.
We have another question for you. Another trivia question.
True. We're going to try and snag another caller. So we're going to switch over to, we'll still take an answer to the shark question, but we're going to switch over to a Farmington history question. What do you think, that one?
I think that one looks like a good one. One of those.
So Farmington has always been pretty progressive. Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yes, yes.
As far as, you know, infrastructure.
That stuff.
Yes, that. So my question is what year did Farmington get electricity?
What year? And you can answer that call at 566-3909.
two tickets to Shipwreck are still on.
Have we mentioned
on the table
that you can get into a little hurricane, little simulator at our new exhibit?
We have not, I don't believe.
It's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. Come and experience a Category 1 hurricane up to 78 miles an hour.
Yep.
And then just imagine doubling that in a real one.
It's pretty fun.
That's pretty frightening. Anyways.
It's very exciting for the kids.
It is very exciting. There's a lot of other things to do in the exhibit. You can manipulate a robotic arm to pick up coins off the seafloor. You can...
That's a lot harder than you think it would. I still haven't mastered it
yet. My kid just... He's the Zen master of that now.
Yes,
so
of course he is.
I can't even come
close.
It's
hard. It's very difficult.
He goes, Dad, can't you even do one?
You just want to, like, just reach your hand in there and just whatever. I'll just throw it in there. But it's very difficult. It's hard. It's actually, you know, like you would do it if you were gathering treasure
absolutely.
On the ocean floor. Mm-hmm. So you kind of get a taste of that. It's fun.
There's all kinds of other things, too. But plus... it's probably the most artifact-heavy exhibit we've ever had, traveling exhibit up to 500 objects, including over 300 pounds of gold and silver. So,
which is really cool.
That is pretty cool. Yes, absolutely.
I want to, like, just pick one of them up, just to, not to run out the door with it or anything, but,
no,
you know,
just
to feel
how heavy it is.
Yeah, it would be nice to have something there to kind of...
a little interactive on that. Yeah,
because it's a lot more dense than
that's true
than you would expect.
So we have actually shipwrecks from all different time periods featured in that exhibit, including a one that goes back to 1622. It was a Spanish galleon, the Tortugas, hauling treasure from the New World back to Spain, sank off the coast of Florida. Sank with 21 gold bars. We actually have one of them in the exhibit at the museum. Very cool history. Another is the SS Garisopa. It was sank during World War II. It had 210 tons of silver aboard it. They were able to salvage, I believe, 110 tons of that back.
Holy cow.
But that salvage operation was actually deeper than the Titanic at 15,000 feet. Yeah, amazing. And then the last one is the SS Republic sank during the Civil War off the coast of Georgia in, ironically, a hurricane. But it was hauling 51,000 gold and silver coins down to New Orleans after the Civil War. Everybody at that time was hoarding currency because, of course, the Confederate money was pretty well worthless. So they were hauling a shipment of that down there, and, of course, it sank on the way. So a lot of those coins are featured in the exhibit. So very cool stuff.
There's all kinds of things in there. I like the like forks or the spoons, like all together that have been, because they sat in the ocean for so long, that are kind of like all bound together now.
All conglomerated together. Mm-hmm.
It's like spoons concretions. Or forks or something. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a little things.
Yes. So we are here raising money for KSJE. Again, the website, www.ksje.com/support. You can go to that website and contribute to KSJE in a myriad of different ways. You can do a one-time gift. You can do PayPal set up monthly. If you work for San Juan College, you can do a payroll deduction. There are just all kinds of ways.
And I think Scott said he'll even come by and pick it up. Yes, with a Johnny O's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Spud Nut. That's what he said.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's what he said.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So, and remember, up to $3,000 is going to be matched.
That's true.
By Marion Foundation.
By the very generous Marion Foundation,
yep.
And others.
And so. Others.
So we are still waiting on our two trivia questions. Where's the best place to hit a shark to make it go away? And
what year
did Farmington get electricity? That's when the first power plant came on board.
Ask Siri if you need help.
I don't even know if Siri would know that one.
Well, Siri will know about the shark.
Well, that's
true. Siri knows everything.
Should know.
I think so.
Should know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what is the other one? Alexa knows a lot, too. Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever noticed that those are ladies? Those are girl names.
Oh, absolutely.
They know everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Boss of fun.
I just wanted to make that point.
Yes.
See if anybody else
had
noticed.
Crystal clear.
Notice mm-hmm. that. Oh, it looks like we got a phone call. Put on our ears.
Yes. Well,
hello.
If you could see us now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do we have a caller? Hello.
Don't give up on us now.
Gail. Hello.
Is this Gail?
Hello.
Oh no! I thought I heard something.
Well.
Looks like our call's been ended.
Something.
Normally,
nope.
Even.
Nope. Nope.
It was ended normally.
Hmm.
I think, if we did scare you, I want to apologize.
It's the radio equivalent of punching a shark in the nose.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, well. Sorry.
Darn it.
Maybe she knew where to
call
punch
back.
A shark. Yes, give us a call back.
Give us a call back.
Don't
We're
be scared.
We're still here for a while until Scott kicks us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
This is a lot harder than I really actually thought it was going to be. I think because
why do you
like,
think I asked you on here?
Because like I like to move around
a
lot.
Well, you can dance
and
during
and
this
you
next
can't
number.
See anything? You can't see stuff on the radio. It just has.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we're gonna cue up another music selection. This is kind of a shout out to my sister. She loves this guy. Junior Brown, and it's a tribute to all you boys and men and women in blue and black out there. Highway Patrol.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway. Watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. Shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming
coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack. Cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
And we're back. We are back.
We
still do not have an answer to our most amazing trivia question ever. Questions.
Yeah.
Is there anyone out there?
Is there anybody? Anybody listening?
I'm waiting.
Huh?
All right. Where are we at
well,
now?
Well, I think we just need to remind folks of our trivia questions and the fact that there are two shipwreck tickets on the line for these, so please
that
call
is a
in.
$14 value.
That is a $14 value. So think about that, people.
Yep.
$14 right
and
there.
And nobody needs to know you won them. You can say that you bought them as a fancy schmancy date.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know.
Yeah.
So and we're here keeping the beacon.
We are keeping the beacon.
Not beekeeping.
So,
I had to say
be,
that. We could be beekeeping.
We could be beekeeping. We're not.
But we're not. We're here keeping the beacon. So remember, you guys can make a donation to this fabulous radio station.
Absolutely.
At their website, ksje.com.
/support.
/support.
Yeah. Can't forget that /.
And Scott will come to your house and pick it up.
With a
donut.
With a donut. Apparently. Wow. Yeah. What better deal can you get?
Make it an old fashioned for me.
Maybe a blueberry.
Those are pretty good.
That would be Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Show me the money.
That's funny. So we are looking for the answer to where's the best place to hit a shark to make him go away. And also we are looking for the answer to what year did Farmington get electricity? And believe me, folks, when I tell you that even Scott Micklin got this wrong. So, you know, it's...
And he knows everything.
He does. But apparently not that one. Sorry.
Well, I wouldn't
say
that.
He was like, there's the lights. You're coming on, people.
Hey, you need to shut them lights off down the street. You know, old Susie's been using way too many. Too much of that.
Okay, we better stop picking on
it. With my old person voice that's not very good.
Okay,
so what else do we have going on at these lovely places that...
What do we have going on?
Yeah, we have all kinds of stuff.
Well, hook us up with something.
So for us at the Children's Museum, we have our weekly programming going on, our after-school art attack. That's for school-aged kids 6 and up. That happens on Fridays at 3:30. There is a $1 charge for that. $1!
$1!
We're doing pumpkin string art this Friday, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Didn't you just put something out about turkeys, too?
Oh, that's already came and went.
And gone?
We did handsome turkeys today for our toddler play date. Oh,
there
wait, Gail's calling back. Sweet.
Gail.
Let's see what she's got to say.
Hello.
Hello, Gail.
Hello. Hi, this is Gail.
Good afternoon.
Sorry, I had to answer the phone, so I had to hang up a while ago.
Oh.
So, you know, working and all.
Oh,
we thought we scared you.
No, no. I think it is in the eye.
Oh, we have a winner. Yay.
That's
Yay.
Absolutely correct.
Really? Congratulations. You have won 2 tickets to the shipwreck exhibit at the Farmington Museum.
That's great.
Excellent.
I heard it's really good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we do have extended hours on Saturdays as well. So we sell our last ticket at 7 o'clock. And open until 8.
Open until 8. So, you can use them.
Terrific. Yeah, we've had visitors, but I didn't get to go along with that group. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to hear that. So, we will have the 2 tickets at our front desk at the museum with your name on them, so you can drop by at any time and you use them whenever you want.
Terrific. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, okay. Gail.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oops.
Yay.
We got it. In the eye.
In the eye.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk that? Guess they don't like it.
Well, not us. Not us, because we all thought the nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tomorrow at the Children's Museum. So we have Simply Science that goes on every Thursday. And that's another after-school program for school-age kids 6 and up. Tomorrow is diaper science.
Oh, I love that.
Yep, clean diapers. The kids always get a little worried. They do. When they walk in and they see diapers laying out, they're
People, you should have seen the look on Scott's face.
Yeah, diaper science. It's a lot of fun. So basically, we're dissecting a diaper. A clean diaper.
A clean diaper.
And, you know, seeing what...
what's shaking?
Yeah. See what...
you got some blue dye?
See what makes them work. Mm. No, it's better than that. Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because we're dissecting them, and then we get everything out that actually does the...
Does the business.
Absorption and stuff. Oh, yeah, okay. So if you like, you know... Diaper science.
Come
you can come
by.
See us tomorrow. There's a charge for that too of $1. So diapers are not cheap, people.
That's true.
That's 3:30 to 4:30, by the way, on Thursday. So that's tomorrow.
Awesome.
Even though I'm a day ahead in my brain, I keep thinking tomorrow's going to be Friday. I think I'm just excited for Thanksgiving.
Weird, isn't it? I've been the same way.
I think I've just been pumped up for time off for Thanksgiving. That so I'm like moving myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already like kicking in or something. I don't know.
I don't either.
And speaking of Thanksgiving, I think that's going to be our only interruption to our hours at all of the museums, correct?
Yes. In fact, we are only closed Thanksgiving Day. So if you've got some time off over the holiday, you're sick of the relatives, you know, you can't stand them, send them out of the house, send them to the Farmington Museum for the shipwreck exhibit.
Or if you're hoping the kitchen elf will show up and do those Thanksgiving dishes, if you leave the house.
True.
On Friday, you can give
Scott
that a shot and see.
Draw the line there at that. But,
That's right. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said yeah.
He would do it?
No.
Oh, he won't. Oh, he doesn't do dishes. Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe another elf. I sometimes hope myself when I come home from work on a Saturday that maybe the kitchen elf showed up. But
it never does, does it?
I don't think the kitchen elf exists.
Doesn't come to my house either.
But yeah, it'll be a great break to take the family out
Absolutely.
To go see the to see the exhibit. And even if you're not interested, I don't know why you wouldn't be interested in the exhibit. We've got other things going on at the Farmington Museum as well.
That's true.
Got a
great art show up. And of course, our kind of long-term exhibit, the Three Waters Trading Post. Is
and the
there,
Totaw posters, right?
Totaw
are those still
posters up? Posters
are
still up. So we have a retrospective of every Totaw festival poster that has ever been done.
And this year's, which was by a 15-year-old or 16?
16-year-old artist.
Won the poster contest this year.
Cool.
And it's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
And you can buy those in our store. Some of them are sold out. They're collector's items, so they've... sold out of some of them, but there's still a great variety there. And Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah, they make great gifts, especially this year's.
But we are here to raise money for KSJE. So listeners out there, log on to the KSJE website, www.ksje.com/support, and help keeping the beacon on the air.
Yep. Just hit that pay now button.
That's true.
Use the PayPal. It's a way to go. Saves you time. And then your husband doesn't see you getting your credit card out of your wallet and wonder what you're doing.
That's what I would be wondering. I'd be like, what are you?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you buying? Yeah, so just a way around. And you can use that other places too. Not just giving to KSJE.
Ooh. Don't give them too many ideas out there.
So.
So we are still waiting for another caller to give us the answer to what year did Farmington get electricity? And it's earlier than you would think.
Yes, a very, very long time ago. Back in the day, young folk like to say.
Mm-hmm. Eh?
Back in the day. Maybe going to a... Shall we play another tune?
Yes, please.
I think we're going to play some Eagles. We are playing, Life in the Fast Lane.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Disc 2, number 1. Hello, and we're back.
We are back again.
I'm like waiting for, when do we say we're back?
I know.
As soon as the music ends, or?
Are we on?
This is so new to me.
Is anybody out there?
Well, okay. I don't know. Nobody's answered our last question.
We did give one set of tickets away, which is
I think
good.
Bart's got a really super simple one for
you know, people, if you can't get this one, I'm sorry.
Do we need to give them the answer to that first one? Or are we going to still let it?
What do you mean?
On our first question
trivia. History trivia?
Are we going to give them the answer to that
one, or
are we going to leave it out there?
Then we'll move on.
Okay. Let's do it.
Nobody apparently bought Mary Lou's book. I don't know.
Apparently not. Or was here when...
Well, yeah. So, folks, for those of you who have been tuned in, we asked, what year did Farmington get electricity? And believe it or not, it started in 1902.
That was a long time
ago. That was back in the day. And the electric company was Farmington Electric Light and Power. And, you know, one of the funny stories that I've heard about this is they would only have it on for like a couple hours every day. And typically it was in the evening. And when they were about ready to turn it off, they would shut it on and off and on a couple of different times to flicker the lights to tell people, you know, finish up what you're doing because lights are going out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Kind of a little more...
I'm going to try that with my kids. Like, I'm going to go in
back
flick
to the breaker.
I'm going to, like, flick the switch so they know that it's time to,
lights
like,
out.
Finish her up and get yourselves to bed, folks.
Put away the
Xbox or whatever.
There you go.
You know, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
I don't know.
So, folks, we have not talked about some of the sweet swag you can get for contributing here to KSJE.
There's some very sweet swag.
There's some pretty sweet stuff.
I see a little picture here.
There are little pictures.
And
there.
If I hold it out far enough,
$120 or higher will get you a very cool ball cap, a T-shirt,
$10
a month. Yes.
Or $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. There you go. For $240 and higher, you could get this sweet stainless steel water bottle.
Or a polo shirt.
Or a polo shirt. There you go.
It's
$20 a month.
And that could, $20 a month.
Notice how that little voice just comes on.
I know.
And says,
who is that? It's weird.
We are keeping the beacon.
We are keeping
not
the beacon. Not beekeeping. Although they're on this postcard, there's some really cool pictures of Scott on here
trying to
not beekeeping. Keeping the beacon, and it doesn't
he's kind of getting swarmed
like,
on that one.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's having the best time as he does keeping the beacon.
But see, he's got some sweet honey in this one.
Yeah, he does.
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But so the polo looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you can get for $240 or $20 a month. I didn't even have to wait for the voice.
I know. Getting good.
Totally didn't have to.
So you
voice.
Can log on to www.ksje.com/support to make those contributions and get that sweet swag.
Yep. So, and don't forget that the up to $3,000 is going to be matched.
Ah, that's true.
So basically, your donation will be doubled. And you get some sweet swag. You don't get double the sweet swag.
What's a better
though?
Deal than that?
No, you just get one.
You just get the straight swag.
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
Yep.
So I think we're going to do an easy one now.
Because we only have a few more minutes, like nine more minutes, I think,
caller?
And we're going to get kicked out. We haven't got kicked out yet, so I think I haven't heard the gong go.
Well,
no big cane has grabbed us out yet.
I can do my little Chuck Berry dance.
No one will see it. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
That will be etched and burned
my
into
eyes,
our memories forever.
Eyes. Yes, okay. So this last trivia question is a super easy one. What kind of fruit was Farmington known for back in the day?
I know this answer.
What kind of fruit? Yes.
Oh, 566-3909. That's where you need to call, folks, if you know what fruit.
To win two sweet tickets to the
Shipwreck
exhibit. Yes, a $14 value.
A very coveted.
$14 value.
Yes. People want to see
Use it over the holidays.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Give it away as a gift.
That's true. In fact, one of the great things about our exhibit is you can buy pre-tickets and give them away as gifts. So, yeah.
Yep.
Great stocking stuffers.
Great little hostess gifts for when you're going to parties or something this holiday.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Now I feel like I'm on QVC or something. Yeah. Yes. Except you got nobody can see me.
Yeah, no.
Doing the Vanna White thing, no. I guess, or Price is Right. I don't know. Something. Yeah.
Something like
that. So yeah, what fruit were we known for in Farmington?
What fruit?
Yeah,
were we?
that's our question.
Yeah, that's what we want.
We know the answer. We just want to see if you guys know the answer too.
We just want to see if
you might perhaps even see us doing something with said fruit during our real night at the museum.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. There's
for
a
people
hint.
Have came there. Yeah.
Is it by any chance on the city seal?
Perhaps.
Oh my gosh.
Just another hint.
Perhaps.
Maybe. Okay, we're waiting
for
a caller.
All right, are we
going
to play another song while we're waiting for our caller?
I guess so.
Before we do our grand finales?
Hello City?
Yes. Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Let's hear it.
What?
Let's pump up the jams.
Hello City, another night at the Palace, because there is nothing else to do. The same people, the same tricks and the same music, the same quicksand. I think this harbor town is wasted and sick and fast. Hello City, you found an enemy in me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do, 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 do. Hello City, hello city, hello city. Second night at the warehouse, and my cap turtleneck just streaks. Whoa, 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 whoa. From the liquor room upstairs to the change room, to the doom and gloom of the hotel room, I think this seaside beer hall should sink into the bay. Hello City, you found an enemy. Call you back next week. Maybe half the fault is mine that the sun didn't shine on Barrington Street. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hungry, so let's eat. Whoa, 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 whoa. Climb down 3 flights to the streetlights and the bar fights with his ticket and the sights. I hope tomorrow that I up in my own bed. Hello City, I have found an enemy in me. Oh, oh, oh. Do, do, do. Hello City, hello city, hello city.
I think we're about done, aren't we?
I think we are. Yeah. Very close.
This hour flew by.
I don't know
if it flew by for you folks out there listening to us, but we're just getting warmed up here.
I know.
Or I am, anyway.
He's not going to let us stay either.
No, he said we're going to get cut off right at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Off with your heads.
So we are here raising money for KSJE. Hopefully you will log on to www.ksje.com/support and help support KSGE.
Hit that PayPal button.
Keeping the beacon.
Don't forget the cool swag you can get.
The very cool swag.
Yep, you can get a hat or a t-shirt for $120, $10 a month, folks.
And if you contribute, it will be matched by the Marion Foundation. So
and a few
your
others.
Money will be doubled.
So. Doubled. It'll be like you were given $20 a month instead
How
of
sweet
10.
Sweet is that?
That's a deal.
I need to have my money doubled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how often can you get your money doubled?
Not very often. So, there you go.
I think we're almost done.
I think we are.
We're Countdown. Getting the look.
I know. Well, we will give you the last answer to the last trivia question. It's apples, folks. Come on.
It's apples.
It's apples.
It's a perfect
Not
place
oranges,
to grow
apples. Apples. Yes.
Lots so. Of sun, lots of water.
There you go.
Or rivers.
Farmingtown.
Yes, Farmingtown. It was a big hint.
We got 10 seconds to go. That's what
Well,
I'm
thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
thank you, Sherry Powell, for being my very, very special guest.
Special.
Yes.
It was special. Fun.
It was
thank
fun.
Thank you, guys.